Nolte, Bernie Sanders supporters just got a taste of CNN's shameless lying. By John Nolte on January 15, 2020. Bernie Sanders supporters just got a very small taste of far-left CNN's unashamed willingness to lie to further the left's political agenda Tuesday night. During CNN's Democrat primary debate, and in an obvious effort to do Team Obama's bidding, CNN outright lied to the world by presenting as fact that the 987-year-old communist had in fact told Elizabeth Warren a woman could not win the presidency. Here's how the moment went down, emphasis mine. Moderator Abby Phillip, CNN reported yesterday that, and Senator Sanders, Senator Warren, confirmed in a statement, that in 2018 you told her that you did not believe that a woman could win the election. Why did you say that? Sanders, well, as a matter of fact, I didn't say it. And I don't want to waste a whole lot of time on this, because this is what Donald Trump and maybe some of the media want. Anybody who knows me knows that it's incomprehensible that I would think that a woman could not be president of the United States. Go to YouTube today, there's some video of it. Of me 30 years ago talking about how a woman could become president of the United States. In 2015 I deferred, in fact, the Senate Awards was a movement to draft Senator Warren to run for president. And you know what I said? Stay back. Senator Warren decided not to run and I did run afterwards. Hillary Clinton won the popular vote by 3 million votes. How could anybody in a million years not believe that a woman could become president of the United States? And let me be very clear, if any of the women on this stage or any of the men on this stage win the nomination, I hope that's not the case, I hope it's me, but if they do, I will do everything in my power to make sure that they are elected in order to defeat the most dangerous president in the history of our country. Unequivocal denial, right? Philip, you're saying that you never told Senator Warren that a woman couldn't win the election? Bernie, correct. Philip, Warren, what did you think when Sanders said a woman couldn't win the election? Warren, I disagreed. Bernie is my friend, and I am not here to try to fight with Bernie. But look. This question about whether or not a woman can be president has been raised, and it's time for us to attack it head on. And I think the best way to talk about who can win is by looking at people's winning record. So, can a woman beat Donald Trump? Look at the men on this stage. Collectively they have lost 10 elections. The only people on this stage who have won every single election that they've been in are the women. Amy and me. And the only person on this stage who has beaten an incumbent Republican any time in the past 30 years is me. And here's what I know, the real danger that we face as Democrats is picking a candidate who can't pull our party together or someone who takes for granted big parts of the Democratic constituency. We need a candidate who will excite all parts of the Democratic Party, bring everyone in, and give everyone a Democrat to believe in. That's my plan and that is why I'm going to win. This was a total setup between CNN and Warren. The conspiracy news network hit Sanders with a spitball and then lobbed one slow and over the plate to LaWatha. She knew it was coming and had her answer perfectly rehearsed. What's more, this is the second time CNN rigged a debate against Bernie. Never forget a CNN staffer rigged a 2016 CNN debate between Hillary Clinton and Bernie by slipping Hillary the debate questions in advance. And so I say to all you Bernie brothers and Bernie babes, welcome to the party, pal. And this was just the beginning of CNN's jihad against Bernie. Look at these chirons CNN flashed throughout the debate, including one that declaratively calls Bernie's position on trade wrong. As far as the he or she said over the girls can't win thing, CNN was in on this attack from the beginning. For obvious reasons, it was CNN that Team Warren chose to leak its story to. And I say for obvious reasons because Team Warren knew CNN would run wild with it without skepticism, would bring it up during the debate, and then treat the disputed claim like eternal truth. Laughably, CNN is taking credit for breaking this story when all CNN did was take dictation for Elizabeth Warren. That's what CNN does, take dictation from its political allies in the Democrat Party and deep state. So what's CNN's political agenda here? Above all else, the fake news network is determined to drive Donald Trump from office, by hook or crook, through impeachment or a re-election loss. And for that reason the recent Sanders poll surge is freaking CNN out. The fake news network knows three things. 1, Bernie has a committed base no other Democrat has. 2, This kind of momentum just a few weeks away from the first votes matters and, 3, Bernie cannot beat Trump. Number 999-year-old socialist fresh off a heart attack is going to beat Trump. So Bernie's got to get got, and as we have discovered over and over again. In Baltimore, in Ferguson, with the Russia collusion hoax. With the impeachment hoax, with the KK Covington KK kids. In hundreds of ways small and large, CNN is more than willing to straight up lie if it benefits the left-wing political agenda. The Bernie brothers and babes are furious over it. And for good reason, but I do have some good news for them. Unlike Trump, Bernie doesn't have to worry about CNN's jihad of lies chasing him to the grave. Yes, evil CNN will do everything in its basement-rated power. In its almost non-existent influence to take Bernie down in the primary. Should he win the nomination, though, or lose the nomination and go back to life as Senator Stalin, CNN will start loving him all over again. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.